Awesome. You'll be potter. If you pick up this nut and carry it outside unto Rosh Hashanah, you're potter. Because when the nut was floating around in the water, that's not called a makamunach. It's not resting there. So Mela can't have a shame akira. You're not picking up. You're not making akira. Trashi lav hainu anachosin. V'yim not l'misham lav akiri. If you pick up this nut from this well, from this ditch, you're potter. Boy, Rova klep Rova shallow though. Egg goes bekli. Let's say you have a nut inside a cup, inside a kli, inside a dish. O kli tzafa garimayim, and the dish is floating on top of the water. Mahu. How do we look at this nut? And now you go down to the well and pick up the nut, pick up the egos, take it outside. How do we look at the egos? Mi yamrina, do we say vaser egos are leading? Look at the nut itself. V'hunach, it itself is resting. The nut is in the plate, so it's resting in the plate, just like a plate will be on the table. And you have nuts inside it. It'll be called munach. Now that the plate is floating on the water, so what? The plate maybe is floating, but the egos itself is resting there. Mele, you pick up the egos, yichayiv. Oidil menein, vasa kli ad linen. It looks like one thing. The nut and the kli are together. So since the kli is floating on the water, it's not a makam munach, who would then just picking up the egos also be potter? Vola nayach teiku. This rubber blies by teiku. Right. Shemen agabe yayin. What about if you have a jar of, or a bowl full of yayin, and on top of the yayin you put shemen. The shemen is floating on top of the yayin. And now, right, this bowl is the Rishus HaYochid. You go down to the bowl and pick up the top shemen and take it out to Rishus Rabin. Are you chayiv or not? So we consider the shemen floating on top of wine, is that yayin, is that considered like one body, and it's called munach? Or it's considered like two separate bodies? The yayin is one body, and the shemen is another body. So the shemen is only floating on top of the yayin, it's not called makam hanochem. So the Gemara machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Menur Rabbonin. The Tzolan the machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Menur and the Rabbonin. The Tznan we learned. Shemen shetzaf agam b'yayin. You have oil that's floating on top of yayin. Yeah. V'noga tful yoyim b'shemen. A tful yoyim, a tamadik, a person touches the shemen. Halacha is a tful yoyim. Whatever he touches becomes tummy. He can only make a rishon l'tumah. When the shemen now touches the yayin, it can't be matam of the yayin anymore. A rishon doesn't make a sheni. Is like pasul, because it's full yayim only is pasul something. Pasul means it itself becomes tamei, but it can't be matama something else. That's the koyach of a full yayim. But full yayim means somebody that was tamei, he went to the mikvah already. Just he has to wait till Erev Shemesh. So even though he went to the mikvah, if he touches truma, he pasuls it. It itself becomes tamei. But this shemen can't be matama the yayim. So it's machloikis. Nogat full yayim b'shemen. Loi pasul el shemen. Does not the Tanakama. Only the shemen becomes posel. Because we look as if there are two bodies here. There's a body of shemen. There's a body of shemen, and there's a body of yayin. So you touch the shemen, only the shemen is posel, not the yayin. We have Yechon and Benuri yayin there. Yechon Benuri says shnehem apostle. He says both of them are poter. Why? Shnehem chibur zel zer. Because you look as if the shemen and the yayin is like one body. If it's one body, so the tful yayin touched the shemen, it's as if it touched the yayin also. Therefore, those things are possible. So the same machlokes will be for the Shabbos. If you consider the shemen and the yayin like one body, so if you pick up the top shemen, you chayiv. Because if it's one body, this whole body is munach on the ground. But the Tanakhama, that we look at the shemen by a body by itself, and the yayin is a body by itself. So just like when the tful yayin touches the shemen, only the shemen is tomei and not the yayin. But what did for hanocha, for akiri, you be potter. By picking up the shemen, it's a body by itself. Is this shemen resting? No, it's floating on top of yayin. You be potter. Trashi shneim chibur devei kechad, that the shemen on top of the wine comes like one body. V'nifsol. So it's full yayin just touched the shemen, the whole thing becomes possum. Af hayayin liyin Shabbos nami. The rabbonin hevelei kegoyz agabi mayim. Let's rabbonin the two separate bodies. Well, the rabbi yechon hevelei kemayim agabi mayim is considered like one body, and meila you'll be chayy for Shabbos. Omer rabbi, bo b'rishus rabbim. You have a bor, a ditch in the middle of rishus rabbim, amuka asoro or rechova shmoyin. It's mamish gzunti rishus yochid. It's 10 tefachim deep. And for Rishus HaYochid, you only need 4 tefachim. Here it happens to be double size. It's Mamish 8 by 8. It's 8 tefachim by 8 tefachim. A geshmakim Rishus HaYochid. Now, the Zorak L'Toychim Achzolis. You throw mats, or like mechitzis, into this bar, chayiv. As if the mat falls straight down on the floor. So, pshit yechayiv, you threw it from Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid. Avad yechayiv on Shabbos. Rashi, the Zorak L'Toychim Achzolis. Mishum Sefer Nokot Leiden. This, there's no Chiddush in the Reisha. The Chiddush is in the Sefer. To boy the main, like Gesund said, Dr. Mavaita, Chilko, the Machzolus Potter. But lo Yitzui, when you threw these mats into the boy, you didn't throw the mat to fall down onto the floor. So you threw the mat like a mechitza to stand straight up. The mat came falling down right smack in the middle of the berm. And it divides the berm too. Mamas like a mechitza. Like a piece of canvas, a wall of a canvas, fell into the berm and divided it in half. So now you have one side of the berm here and one side of the berm here. Now since the berm metchilu was exactly 8 by 8, when you have something come in the middle, each side is less than 4 by 4 now. You don't have any more 4 tzvachim here, and you don't have 4 tzvachim here. Obviously, there's no more Rishos HaYachidir anymore. When this mat, this mechitza-like, fell into the bor, it divided in half, so you have less than 4 tzvachim on this side, and less than 4 tzvachim on this side. So there's no more Rishos HaYachid. So are you chayiv in case, or are you put in such a case? As before the mat fell into here, it was Rishos HaYachid. When the mat comes down, it makes it no more Rishos HaYachid. How do we look at it? That was the Shaila. What did it say? Chilka v'machzela zok the brisa potter, your potter, even though it was the Rishus HaYochid, but when it came down b'vas taches, it was mevatel the mechitzes, your potter for Shabbos. So Drashi mishum sefer noket lei, the boy lemeima chilka v'machzela is potter. That's a chiddush. When you throw the mat down straight in the middle, then it becomes like a dividing point between the two parts. Each part is less than dalat tzvachim, your potter. Lashmina da'anochatz chefetz. When this mat, this mechitza came down, the silik mechitza, v'hadodi, even though it came of asachas, that you divided up this rishus yochid to make it no more mechitzas, still you potter. For ocho silik mechitza, here it's considered like you're taking away the mechitza of the rishus yochid. The zil hocho lekabo, look on this side of the mat, there's no more four tvachim. The zil hocho lekadal, and here there's no more four. The botzle uve mokim machzolus. The machzolus has some thickness to it. Let's say it's 2 inches thick. So this 2 inches takes away each side from the dal tvachim. So you don't have rishus yochid anymore. That's the chiddush. That's by the chiddush that you potter in such a case. So it's Gemara. La baye de pshita le de machzeles mevat la mechitza. A baye that says poshid you potter when you throw this mechitza into the bor, since it's dividing the bor up. Is kol shchein chulya to mevat la mechitza. Avad the Rabbi Yechon and Shaila before would also be poshed your potter. Rabbi Yechon and Shaila before we had was where you have a bor that's exactly yutvachim deep. It's called Meshusa Yochid. Now you take up a shovel full of dirt from Meshusa Rabbin, made that here from Shrabin, and you throw it into this bor. Now when the dirt lands on the floor, it makes the floor rise. There's no more yutvachim in the bor. The bor is not a Meshusa Yochid anymore. So Biyechim before was Mesupak, Yechayim in such a case or not. Do we look as if first the dirt lands in the Rishus HaYochid, Yechayim, and then later it looks as if there's no more Rishus HaYochid? Or no, it comes about that as Yipotah. You have Biyechim before was Mesupak in this. So tomorrow, if Abayi is Poshida, when you throw Machzelus, Yipotah, Pshitu, Pshitu, when you throw dirt, also Yipotah. We'll soon see why dirt is better. Because dirt you mavatlet there. Dirt you have not to leave there. So the dirt mamash becomes part of the floor, as if the floor is not a Rishus HaYochid anymore. Machzelus, though, it's not meant to stay that way. A mat you threw into the bor, it's going to fall down in a day or two. You take it away in a day or two. So a Maduch Abayi says this machzelus, that's not going to stay too long. When it comes down, we look as if it's divided up. There's no more Rishus Yochid in your potter. So Avada, when you throw dirt into the bor, that you want that dirt to stay there, that it's not going to be a Rishus Yochid anymore, pshit to your potter. That's what I'm saying. According to Abayi, pshit to your potter. That's the more of the Rabbi Yechinen. But according to Rabbi Yechinen, Rabbi Yechinen before blind by suffic by take, what's the locha? When you throw this dirt into this bor, that's yutvachim deep. Now the dirt makes the bor less than yutvachim. It's mesupik if you potter it out. So the more b'zoy machzelas pshitad lemavat lamechitzosim. Or b'zoy Rabbi Yechinen hold puf pakeh from Abaya. Elodah, when you throw these mats, pshita you'll be chayim. Because since the mat, like we're saying, is not a zat that's going to stay there, you're going to take away this mat in a day or two, so it's zichah not mevatel the mechitza. The Birchon only had a suffix when you throw dirt into the bor. Dirt you're going to leave there. So when the dirt comes down, it takes away from the mechitzas, there he had a suffix. But over here, by machzolis, you're going to take it away, pshita yechayim. So Rashi, k'dechol shchein chuyah, the silik mechitza vadi hebdim batle, the Rabbi Yechon, the machzolis pshita leid loy mevatle. Why? Tinami armina silik mechitza v'nachas chevitz gadodi poter, hochi chayim, loy mevatle. Here you're not going to leave the machzolis, the mats, in this bor. You didn't mean to leave it there to mamash to divide up the bor in half. Hilkach lav silik mechitzi, since it's oimit to take away these mats, you're not going to leave it there. It's not considered like you're mavato the walls of the Rishus HaYochid. So here, pshiti b'chayv according to Rabbi Yechin. Rabbi Yechin only has a suffix when you throw dirt into the bor. Since you're going to leave the dirt to him, let's look as if the dirt takes away the Rishus HaYochid, so you potter. Since first the dirt lands, it landed in the Rishus HaYochid, and afterwards like takes away the Shem Rishus HaYochid. V'yom Rabbi, if I sing another Kiddush. Bor b'Rishus HaRabim. You have a bor in Rishus HaRabim. Amuka Asor, it's a good Rishus HaYochid, it's 10 tefachim deep, u'rechova arbo. And it's not much a good Rishus HaYochid, but Malaya Mayim, it's not empty this bor, it's full of water. What's the law? The Zorak Letoicha, and you throw something, an apple, from Rishus HaRabim, and it goes into this bor, you should know Yechayiv. Even though Luchur, you don't have Mechitzis Avi Rishus HaYochid, there's no Avi in this bor that goes down Yud, it's full of water. The Chiddush is water doesn't take away the Mechitzis of Rishus HaYochid. Water doesn't abate the Mechitzis. So Rashi was Zorak Letoicha, Rishus HaRabim, Midi Denayich, could go in Evan and Mayim. You throw something that lands inside either more water or a stone. It's Chayiv. For lo yarminas the drashi kivan the mali hu. Since this bor is filled to the top with water, let's say have rishus yachid the mavat lo mechitzas. Maybe the water makes as if there's no more mechitzas here. That you don't say. Pshit the yichayim. Of a zaktabaya malaya peris. Let's say you have this ditch in rishus rabin that should have been a rishus yachid, but now you filled it up to the top full of peris. It's full of apples there. The Zorach, the Teichai, now you throw something else into this bor on the top part of the bor, you should know you put it. You're not chayiv anymore. Because this bor doesn't have a Shem Rishus HaYochid anymore. Since it's not usable right now, you have teres filled up to the top, we don't see the mechitzas there, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. My timer, what's the chilek? Mayim lo mevatla mechitzosim. Water is not mevatla the mechitzas. Either because you can go through the water, or you can see the mechitzas, water doesn't have a chshivas to mevatla the mechitzas. We look as if it's a Rishus HaYochid now. Ma'ashen kein peiris mevatla mechitzosim. But peiris, you can't see through the peiris, you can't use it there, it's full to the top. So that's mevatla the mechitzas. Rashi, Malaya Peres Potter, the bottle mechitzas kilo Malaya offer. It's as if you filled up the ditch to the top with dirt. Pshit, if you had a ditch that was dalat tvachim wide and you tvachim deep, and you filled it up with dirt, and now you throw something on top of the dirt, pshit to your potter. It's not called Rishus HaYochid anymore. You have no more mechitzas. They say the same for applies here also with Peres. When you filled it up with Peres, it's finished. Well, Tanya and Amiyochid, the same Raya, even though it's a little chilek. Because offer of Avadi, you have das to leave there. But Peiris is a Chiddush. Because Peiris, you don't have das to leave the apples there, Lilum Vuid. You're only storing the apples there now. Avadi, in a few days, you'll take it away. So let's say, since it's Oyman to take away, we still see the Mechitzas. That's the Chiddush, no. Since now the bor is filled to the top, and you can't have any other use here, it's not called Rishus HaYochid. Tomorrow, Tanya and Amiyochid, you have a Raya for this also. Hazerik min Hayam liyistriotim. You throw from the Yam to Rishus HaRabim, Istriya, that's a Mokum where a lot of people are. So Drashim min Hayam Istriya, that means Mikamla to Rishus HaRabim. Potter, Istriya, who starts you? That's a big marketplace, everybody comes together. But the ocean itself is not a Rishus HaRabim, because people don't go over it, the Rabim doesn't go through it, it has a Din Karmelis. So if you throw from, you're swimming in the ocean, and you throw something into Rishus HaRabim, you're Potter Midiraisa. Or minister of the yam, you throw fakir from the Rishus HaRabim into the yam, or the apotim in the raisa. Reb Shimon Oimer, im yesh b'mokim shezorak, omak asora, v'rochav arbachayim, if you're throwing from Rishus HaRabim an apple into the yam. Now the mokim where you're throwing it, there's a ditch in the yam. There's a mokim omuk that's yutfochim deep and rochav arbo. It has a shame Rishus Yochim then yichayim. To see a chiddush, even though it's filled up with water, water is not the vata of the mechitzis, even though it's the middle of the yam. But if in the yam there's a ditch there that's yutvachim deep, wide dalad, it's called Rishus HaYochid. And if you throw an apple from Rishus HaRabim into it, you chayiv. So you just see this much svarim, that water is not the vata of the mechitzis. So drashim shimon ayim yesh, v'yam b'mokim shezara gumam yuchedis, levada, there's mamish one hole in the yam, amuka sor, it's deep, yutvachim, Rechava Dal, it's wide Dal, it's fucking Shusi Yachad Yatzmahi. So they have a Kishai Yam, it's not like the rest of the Yam. Afagav, the Yam Nami Omeku, even though the Yam itself is very deep. Over, that's not called Rishus HaYochid. There are Shalas, why isn't the Yam called Rishus HaYochid? Because some said so it can't see the Mechitzis. Even though the Chur, the Yam starts to go down. So let's say the whole Yam is down Yud. The whole Yam should be Rishus HaYochid. Some say since they're so far away, you can't see the Mechitzis. It's not called Mechitzis. or else it's maslaka that comes down slanty, it's not called mechitzis. The yam itself doesn't have a shame mechitzis. Over here, from one place there's a ditch that's omok yud, that's called rishus yochid. Of a shaminim with Rav Shimon, the mayin lemavata mechitzim. I'll call upon you have a riot from Rav Shimon that water in the ditch is not mevatel the mechitzis. It's so sitted or rishus yochid. But in chama to the other svarah of Rabbi, we don't have a riot. That's a bias svarah that the ditch is full of teres, even though it's aimed to take away the teres. It's mevatel the mechitzis. And if you throw something out from Rishus Rabim into this bor, your potter doesn't have a shem rishus yochid anymore. You mevatel the mechitzis. Yeah, it's a karmelis. A yam is only called a karmelis. Yeah. Midraitz will be muti. Midrabonin, it's also them. So midrabonin, it's also to carry dal damas in the karmelis. So you're throwing away dal damas, it's also midrabonin. And midraitz, it's muti. So the Mishnah. Hazorik arba amis pekoisi. Famous Mishnah we had all the time. If you're standing in Rishus Rabim, and there's a wall in the middle of Rishus Rabim, and you're standing away dal damas, and you throw a chayfetz dal damas to the wall, is lamalum yasar tzvachim. If the chayfetz lands on top of the wall, which not on top, but on the part of the wall that's more than you tzvachim off the ground, your potter is kazurik biaver. It's if you stamp through in the avir lamalum yud, it's not called rishus rabim. Lamatim yasara. Well, let's say it landed, like we'll see in the Gemara, one on the yomah. You threw a date and it got stuck on the wall. See, if it got stuck in the wall, which is less than yutzfachim from the ground, has considered it was munach in the Rishus Rabim, and then Yechayim. The Matim Asur Tzlochim, Kizorek Boretz, and then Yechayim. As the Mishnah Poshid, Azorek Boretz, Abamas is Chayim. Yishno, if you're standing in Rishus Rabim, and you throw a chayfus and it lands 4 amas away from you, Yechayim. There's such a tolda called Zerika. And the Mishnah's treat that we had all the time. We had as Mishnah a long time already. So the Gemara. Akasha, Beholai Nach. If you throw something along the wall, and it was just a rabbin, usually when you throw something along the wall, it bounces back. So what do you mean it landed gavoya yud? Or less than yud, hola nach, it didn't rest there. His avmin is, you stand like threw a ball against the wall. So it's saying, since it reached more than yud, you potter, if it reached the bottom, matam yud yichayim, hola nach, the ball didn't let rest in the wall. It bounced back. And the Gemara, Omer Rav Yechon gives a teretz, the Mishnah is talking about you have a nice fat date. So when you throw it against the wall, it gets stuck on the wall. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It could be. That's the next Mishnah. We'll say, yeah. The call put him here, you didn't throw down Ramas, though. It went to the wall. It depends where it lands. Let's say you stand like here. That's what you throw. You throw it there and it comes, lands back to you. You putter. You only chayiv if it landed dal damas away from you.
So even the stopping for a second,
that's not called nach. No. Yes, that's the kasha. It didn't rest. And if the Gemara did rest, talking about you threw, Rabbi Yechon says you threw a devela shemein, a fat date, and it got squashed into the wall, and that's why it's called munach there. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Omer Rav Chiya, zorek lamala miyasora. If you threw something lamala miyasora, v'holcho v'nocho b'chur, and it landed in the hole of the wall. You know, you have a wall, a tall wall of Rishus Rabim, and you threw something into the wall, and it landed in a chur, in a hole in the wall. It's kolshu, even though the hole is very, very small, it's not so poshid yipotter. When does the Mishnah say the goes l'malam yud yipotter? That's if it lands on the face of the wall. On the face of the wall, it's considered like above the Rishus Rabim, and since it's more than yutfachim off the Rishus Rabim, it's a mokum through yipotter. But here it landed in the hole in the wall itself. So we have to know what din does this hole have. Does this hole have a same Rishus Yochid? You be chayiv. If it's not a Rishus Yochid, you potter. Now what is the tolim? Is Zot Techidish Bonin lo machlekes remeiv rabonin. This comes into the machlekes remeiv rabonin. The loch is, if you have a hole in the wall, if the hole itself would be roch of dal, it would be wide yud tvachim, you'd be called Rishus Yochid. And since Lamais says Gevoya Yud, and it's wide 4x4, that's called Rishus Yochid. Here's the shalot. What about if you have a small hole in the wall? The wall, the hole itself is less than roch of dalin. Right. But we're talking about a nice thick wall. That the wall itself, let's say, is thick, solid, 5x5 tefachim. It's a solid wall. Just the hole right now is a little hole. Not a half of tefach. It's a machlokes now that we say chotikin. Chotikin means there's a small hole now. But since there's a nice thick piece of wood there, that you could hollow out this wood to make it into Rishus Yochid, one man the other says, we look as if it's hollowed out, and it gets a shame Rishus Yochid. So the Gemara, if you have benocha b'chur kolshu, it lands in a small hole on the wall. Is bona la machlekes remeiv rabbonis. Told the machlekes remeiv rabbonis. Lirab meya diya machlekekin lahashtim. A tremendous chiddush. If you have a nice thick piece of wall, a thick piece of wood, and it has a small hole, but since if you could hollow out this hole to make it into the size of dollar by dollar, shusayachid, it has a din with shusayachid now also. Meili yimachayiv. We look as if it's hollowed out, it has a shem with shusayachid, so you threw from a shusarabim into a shusayachid, yachayiv. The rabbanu do the yamri. Ain't chaykin lahashtim. We don't say that, svarim. You have a small hole here now. This hole is less than, it's not wide, four tzvachim. It's only wide a half of an inch. Even though there's place to hollow it out, but kozeman, you didn't hollow it out, we don't look like it was hollowed out. Ain't chaykin lahashtim. It's made of lenachayiv. Since it landed on that small hole doesn't have a shem with shusayachid, and since it's lamala meyud, it's called a makam tur, meli lipotim. Trashi Rameyev Rabbonin, the Yisrael Gul Bechokikin Lahashtim Perakam of the Yuma, or the Ervin. The Rameyev the Yom Bechokikin Lahashtim, the Mekoymoy, Yisrael Chokikin Lahashtim. Rashi Sheyesh Kdei Lachuk, you have the beam, is a nice thick beam, there is mokum there to hollow it out. Hochachayiv, the Royin Achur Kilu Arba, we look like the small hole becomes into a big hole of four tzvachim, and Yechayiv. Moratani Nam Yoch, I've written for this also. Zorok Lamala Miyasor, you threw something Lamala Miyasor Mishusarabim, for Holcho, Venocho, Bechur Kolshu, and it landed on top part of the wall in a little hole there. And the hole is only a Kolshu. Rameya said Yechayiv, because we look as if that hole was chikin, we howled it out to become a Rishus HaYochid and Yechayiv. The Chomim Poitrim, Chomim said, no, you don't say this for a chikin, and you put it. Rav Yudu Omer Rav, Tel HaMeslakit Asoro Mitoch Arba, a new type of halacha. In the middle of Rishus HaRabim, you have a tail. A tail is like a mountain. You have a slope. You have like a little mountain you can walk up, and you might see you come up to be Gevoya Yud, and on top it is Roch of Dalet. But the way you get up is, it goes up slowly. It goes up slowly that within four amis, you reach 10 tefachim high. Whereas with the length of four amis, going up with an angle, you reach yutfachim. That's called tail, a slope, a mountain. Hamaslaket, that goes upwards. The maslaket slopes up. Asara, it gets up yutfachim, mitoch arba. It took four amis to get up 10 tefachim. The zorak v'nachagab of chayim. And now you throw from Rishus HaRabim and it lands on top of this tail, on top of this mountain, Yechayiv. That's called Rishus HaYochid. So Drashi, tail on Maslakit, Shumadra and a slanty. For Hoyle, it goes up on Maslakit Matmar, it goes up very slowly. At Shemegiya Yud, Mitech Dal Damis. It reaches the height, this hill, of Yud Tfachim High with a length of Dal Damis. Hareyu Kilu Zaka Kuloi. We look as if it's called the Mechitza, as if it's straight up. Every Rishus HaYochid, B'mokim Goyfa, on the top of this slope, since there it's Rochav Dalet, and it's Gevoya Yud, we look as if it's Rishus HaYochid. We'll see what the Chiddush is. V'imzorek Mishus Rabim V'nach HaGabot Chayim. So Drashi now, V'davkin Nokat Mitech Dal Damis, that had reached it within Dal Damis. D'mitech Hei. But let's say the slope was a little bit slower. It mamish went up very, very slowly, that in order to get high Yud, you had to go five Amis. So Drashi then Hareyu Kishar Rishus HaRabim the Nichat Hashmish Tel Hiluch, that would get a shame Rishus HaYochid then. That's mamish called part of Rishus HaRabim. Like the Rishus HaRabim there for Shteitzif, it's not a straight plane. Sometimes Rishus HaRabim is a hill. It goes up, it goes down. So let's say you have a nice hill, but the hill goes up very, very, very slowly. That even though you go five amas long, you didn't get Yutvachim high. That wouldn't be called Rishus HaYochid. That's not called the Mechitza. That's called Derech Hilucha. That's the way people walk. But once the slope is a nice angle that was in Dalit Amas long, you reached up, you tvachim, that's not Nichat HaShmish, that's too high up and too fast to go high. People don't like to walk there. Since people don't walk there, that's called a Mechitza, and mainly you have the shame with Shusha Yochar atap, and Yechayiv. So that's the Chiddush of this dimension, this exactly punk Dalit Amas. Nochum, let me do them around. Tail Amaslakit, the tail mountain that slopes up, Asara gets the height of Yutfachin, Viterch Arba from Arba Amis, Vizorv Nachagat Vizchai. Martani Nam Yochi, I have a raya for this also. The Lochem Mobui Sheshavu Letoichi. A movi usually is, usually the Gemara is called a movi, that you have houses or chatserim usually that on the side, and all the chatserim open up into the movi. The movi, like is the like Gemara here is the movi, and all the side here you have chatserim opening up. So usually a movi has a shame of three mechitzis, and the fourth side is always open through Shas Rabin. That's the way you go out through Shas Rabin. So with the Rabbonin, you have to put a lechi or a kura to be matted to walk in the movi. What about the entrance to the movi? It's sheshavu l'toichoi. That the movi yeshavu l'toichoi means there's no, the mechitza comes exactly in. There's nothing sticking out, and there's no lechi to the movi. There's only a straight three walls, and the fourth side is open the gamri. So churit should be ushered to metalton this movi, unless you put a matir, unless you put a lechi or a koyer. But something happened to this movi. But in order to go to the Rishus Rabim, you have to go down plenty. There's like a slope to get down to Rishus Rabim. Oy faket, oy shovel Rishus Rabim, v'nasim modrum l'toichoy. Or else faket, you had to go upwards from the Movi to the Rishus Rabim. Rashi says, Rashi v'nasim modrum Rishus Rabim. So yekarka ha Movi gevoya mekarka Rishus Rabim. So Movi was higher up then the outside Rishus Rabim. Vutzvich l'shapeya, you have to like walk downwards. Etzo pischoy, l'tzad Rishus Rabim, to get to Rishus Rabim. Or faker, shor yishav Rishus Rabim. Really, it was a straight light length of the same plane as the Rishus Rabim. V'nasa modron l'toichoy, shor yishus Rabim gevoya mikarka hamovin. The Rishus Rabim was higher than the Movi. The Movi was lower down. O kenisas hamovi nami, min ha-pesach l'ofnim gevoya kakak Rishus Rabim. Baruchim amo, as Bekitza, the entrance to the Rishus Rabim is lower. It's like this. The Movi is higher up, and the Rishus Rabim is lower. And the way you get down is there's a slant. You have to walk slanty down. So that's considered like a mechitza at the fourth wall of the Movi, and it's mutter to walk in the Movi. You have a Movi with three walls already. There's fourth side, it's not considered like it's open. That since the Rishus Rabim is lower, so you have to walk slanty down. This land gives it a shame. There's a mechitza to the Movi. You can't walk straight into Rishus Rabim. You have to be walk downwards first. So blinds if this going up, this land is a mechitza. So the Movi has a fourth mechitza, the fourth side. You're allowed to carry this. Right. The other rabbi, it's better a slope. Yeah. So that's the module. So if you use the Movi, ain't it circle lech of the Kairo. Of what's the gate to us is Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Leimer. Tehla mislaket asoro. Mitoich arbo, if you have a tehla, a mountain in the middle of Rishus Rabin, that slopes upwards, it gets up yutvochim, with going a length. Of four amis, you should know, vizorek v'nachagab v'vizchayiv. The top of that is considered Rishus Yochid and Yechayiv. And we don't say that's called Nichatash Mishtei, people stand walk through the Rishus Rabin that way. Since it goes up so high, only within Yud Amis it gets up 10 Tvachim, people don't like to walk so high up, so fast. So that's called Rishus Yoch, not Rishus Rabin. That's the Chiddush from the Pasuk like this. So the Mishnah. Zorak L'Teich Dalad Amis. You threw Dalad Amis in Rishus Rabin. You're standing in Rishus Rabin, and you threw something. Zorak L'Teich Dalad Amis. You only threw it L'Teich Dalad Amis. Because you meant to throw just two Amis. That's all. You just threw a ball two Amis away from you. So Val Yepoter. When it's galgo chutzah dalad amis and it rolled out of the dalad amis, you should know your potter. Why? Because you didn't have das to throw dalad amis. You only wanted to throw two amis, and by itself it rolled vaitet. That wasn't your machshava. Your potter. Mashenken chutzah dalad amis. You had machshava to throw the ball away from you dalad amis. When it's galgo ter dalad amis and now the wind blew it back into your dalad amis, you should know your chayiv. Because we look as if you threw it chutzma dalad amis, we'll soon see in the Gemara's Kashem, but we look as if it landed there and was made a hanocha there, and now the wind blowing it back, you're still chayek because it made a hanocha in the Rishus Rabim more than dalad amis. So Drashi, Zora chutzma dalad amis is gagal chayek. Loi shenof loritz. We're not talking about what landed on the ground. The imkain l'tzrich l'meimu, you don't need any chiddush here. El esharuach gulgaluhu min ha'avir l'tech dalad amis. We're talking about when you threw it in the wind. You threw it in the air, and it went dalad amis away, but there was a strong wind there. The wind blew the ball back to you. Still yechayiv, that's what the Mishnah says. Why yechayiv in such a case?
You threw the ball away, Dalramit, but it didn't land there. It's in the air, and the wind blew it back to you. Why you chai? There's no hanocha. You have to sign the Mishnah when the ball went out, it landed on the ground for a second. It was nacha gabi mashu. So that's considered the made hanocha. Now the wind blew it back to you, that doesn't pat you anymore. So Drashi, well, nachus daud via mayas dina basre shenacha gabi mashu shom ksas. It rested a little bit. V'yachad kachnis galgul, and then the wind blew it back to you. V'uad din zok Drashi echidish imach zoch seheruach piavim. Let's say the strong wind blowing it back like held the ball still in the air. It wasn't moving. You were throwing the ball away from Dal Adamus, it went Dal Adamus, then the strong wind held the ball still for a second. That would also be called Hanocha. The Yakvosei Mat, the Yachakach Echnisai, the Choshevnami Hanochi im Beter Gimelu. If the ball was within Gimel Tfochim of the ground, it's considered Kedlova Dami, like it's attached to the ground. So if the wind would just hold the ball still in the air, it also be called Hanocha, according to the first man, the Yama. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Loshne, it says, Nacha Gabi Mashu. The more Tanya Nam Yochanan, you have a riot for this. Zorak Chutzah Dal Damas. You throw a ball away from you, Dal Damas. Vidach Vosso Yeruach. But the wind came and pushed it backwards. Vichni Sosa, and it brought it closer to you. Vyafo Pisha Chosu Vertsiyose Potter. So this case is good. This case is Zorak. Zorak Chutzah Dal Damas. So the violet didn't rest at all, you're right. When it didn't rest, there was no hanocha, that's why you potter. But let's say the wind made it stay still for a second. As when you were throwing a Dal Adamus, the wind didn't the next second just throw it right backwards. It's first like stood still for a second. If the wind held on to it for a second, mashu for a second, even though the wind then gets the strength and pulls the ball backwards, then yichayiv. You see this chiddush? If it stays still for a second in the Rishus Rabbim, and we're talking about it's within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, Rashi says. So since it's within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, we see it like lovid. So if it stays still, we can see it attached to the ground. But just if it's traveling, kolzaman, it's moving, we can't say it's attached to the ground. It's moving away. But if for 1 second the wind makes it stay still, and it's within Gimel Tfachim, it's considered attached. That's called Hanocha.
Why is it different than hitting a wall?
It never stopped there for a second. It didn't stay there for a second. They're saying the next second it bounced back. There was no stopping. But it was saying the wind, for some reason, like a twirl, the wind was throwing, and it stood still for a second. Staying still makes it like Anocha. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush. Omar Rava Zok Rava, Tech Gimel L'Rabonin, Tzorech Anocha Agabi Mashu. His Rava Dingzich. Rava says no. Even though it becomes within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, Yishnoh it has to rest on the ground. It's not enough to be held. Tzorech Anocha Agabi Mashu. This is what Kethel Gemara we had before. But before we had a Gemara on Daf Pei that said that if you throw it through the Shus Rabin and it comes within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, Yechayiv. Since it's within Gimel Tfachim, it's called Lovin. Rava holds no. Kozeman, the ball is traveling, you don't say it's like Munach. It has to Mamish Binach. So Drashi. The Rabbonin. The Pligia led the Rabbi Kiva, the Zorak Mishos Yochel, Mishos Yochel, Mishos Rabin, the Emsa. They hold if you throw through the Rishus Rabin from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid, you potter. So let's look clue to Kimishuncha. They don't hold the fact that goes through the ear is considered like it rested there. Or Bezoi, Loi Taima, don't say according to Rabbonin. But Teich Gimel Moido, that the bull travels through the Rishus Rabin within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, it's Chayiv, no. El Afilu Teich Gimel Nami Tzara Shinich. It has to rest. If it didn't rest at all, just went through the wall, Shrabim, you potter. You throw it Dal Damas away from you, Shrabim. When it comes to rest, and it comes with Ter Gimel, you remember now that you did a mistake, that you're a Shagin. Actually, Nach is potter from the Korban. Malach is, if you do a malach on Shabbat b'shoigig, you only chayiv a korban if the whole malach metchilo b'yatzoif was done b'shoigig. It means you, the whole time you didn't realize you're doing a malach. Let's say you take the ball and throw it. And you threw it by mistake, you forgot to pray with Shabbos. But before the ball lands, you remember today is Shabbos. You put it from the korban then. Because you didn't do the whole malach b'shoigig. Half b'shoigig, half b'mezid, there's no korban. So, Rav is saying a chiddush. you're taking this bull now and you're throwing it and it's coming down to Rishus Rabin, even though it got within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, it's not considered Munach now. This last second before it reached the ground, you remember today is Shabbos, you're Potter for Nechatis. Because the Melacha is not finished until the Mamash lands on the ground. Even though it's coming down Teich Gimel, it's not called Kemunach unless it lands Mamash. That's Rabbi's Chiddush. Even according to Rabbanin, Teich Gimel Rabbanin, Tzorech Hanoch Gabi Mashu. Yosem Reimo, Koma Lo, Loho Shemaiti, Sevas Halochem. Omolei Ravina Lom Reimo. Ravina Sevas Lom Reimo. Lav Hainu Mastisin, is not the Chura